Albrecht Dürer once said, "Simplicity is the greatest adornment of art." Now, does this apply to you even if you are a violin maker or a luthier? I believe it does. Here's the thing. When you add simplicity also in the business side of your workshop, you remove chaos. And now you can focus on art, on what truly gives you joy. Welcome to Luthiers and Legacy Podcast, a show especially created for fine violin makers and luthiers wanting to achieve more success, attract more recognition and respect in their professional lives, and attract more revenue to their workshops, also serve musicians on a far higher level. Hi, I'm Dimitri. I am your host. I am the author of the upcoming book on fine violin making with a foreword by New York Times bestselling author. I specialize in crafting instruments of the violin family and violoncellos da spalla for musicians from all around the world and helping other violin makers to achieve more. In today's episode, we are going to focus on the five building blocks of running a successful instrument making workshop so that you can add that simplicity and add art to the business operations of your craft. So enjoy this show. So here are the five steps that you need to implement in your instrument making business in order to add simplicity and remove chaos. These steps are sound, style, strategy, sale, and system. Now, let me speak about it in a little bit more detail. So what do I mean by sound? It is kind of obvious. Musicians will agree that the sound is what matters the most. However, this is way deeper than it seems. Here's the thing. According to the research published by the Acoustical Society of America, musicians use over 800 psycholinguistic units just to describe sound. That means that when you are not creating a sound on demand, musicians will most likely find something that is not working for them. And that adds complexity and chaos in your professional life and also in the lives of your customers, because now they have to run all around the planet comparing hundreds of copies of the same instruments. And it just drives the competition up and it just does not help anyone. So instead, what you can kindly consider doing is creating sound on demand, sound by design, exactly the sound that meets those 800 psycholinguistic units of a very specific, unique musician. And how we do this? Well, when I'm hired by other instrument makers to teach them this process, we are relying on the Old Master's Tones technique, the system that I have created to help my customers with implementing that sound element in their business career. Besides the sound, you also need to focus on style. Because without the right style in your instruments, and not only style in your instrument, but delivering the entire experience in style, you are going to complicate not just your business, but also the lives of your customers. And we do this by implementing the ACE Customer Contentment Accelerator formula, a three-step formula that I have developed based on lots of research in behavioral economics, in marketing theory in practice. This research is published in a number of magazines and it is available. It is common knowledge, but it is rarely implemented in the instrument making workshop. Again, when I'm working with my customers, instrument makers, I'm helping them to implement this approach in their careers and not only involve their customers deeply in the creation of their instruments, activate their psychological ownership, create that profound link between your work, your customer, and the instrument you are creating for them. This just creates absolutely stunning experience for all parties involved, you, your customer, musician, and at the end, these musicians' audiences. So it is like a win-win-win situation. So you need to deliver your entire experience in style. Besides sound and style, I've discovered that a lot of instrument makers would massively benefit by implementing the right strategy. And by the right strategy, I mean the right pricing strategy. Because there is a lot of confusion in the new instrument making world, because a lot of musicians complain like we cannot be sure about the price, the value of the instruments, whether it is worth it, whether it's not worth it. Well, again, this is caused by lots of instrument makers not being fully aware about different pricing strategies. And at my academy, I speak about 14 different pricing strategies and pricing models, also about pricing psychology. And when we approach this, we create a pricing model that works both for instrument maker, that is for you, and also for your customers. It just makes much easier, much more affordable for your customers to purchase your instruments without losing revenue in your business. So we do this by utilizing the professional pricing map, again, the approach that I have created based on tons of research published in various books and taught at experts all around the world in live events and online events. So besides these three steps, the sound, the style, the strategy, I truly believe that a lot of fulfillment and sense of control and sense of safety, sense of predictability of running your business will come from making more sales. Without having right sales approach, usually instrument makers end up struggling. This is where they find themselves in a situation where they have to spread themselves thin over doing a lot of different projects, hoping that one of these projects or some of these projects will bring at least some revenue. Because the truth is, without cash flow in your business, it can become a very frustrating and very expensive hobby. And when I work with my students, instrument makers, I am teaching them the top salesmanship transcript, where the TOP is an acronym. Again, in the next episode, we are going to dive in full detail. So stick with us and just join this podcast. Besides these four steps, I mentioned sound, style, strategy, and sale. A lot of instrument makers would hugely benefit from having a system that brings fresh new prospects on a daily business. Without having customers, it is going to be a very, very frustrating and very stressful business. And the system I'm talking about is not just one way of attracting customers, such as putting an ad in a magazine or attending an exhibition somewhere. I'm not saying that these channels do not work, or just depending on word of the mouth. All of these strategies are fine. However, I'm talking about automated strategy that brings customers almost on autopilot, a little bit like an escalator brings new customers on each floor in the department stores. So how do we create this? We create this system by implementing the ideal client initiator, the system that I've been utilizing in my business over the course of the past 4-5 years. And when I help to implement this system in the lives of my business partners, instrument makers, it has been just absolutely mind-blowing seeing the kind of results that they were achieving, getting recognized instruments within a matter of months, well, maybe around a year, which is absolutely not too bad, attracting lots of new orders from customers who have never even met them before from all around the world. So here are the five things that we are really focusing at my academy, where I work with my partners, instrument makers from literally all around the world. And the name of this five-step formula is the Expert Instrument Maker Business Blueprint. This is what my upcoming book is going to be about. So if you haven't signed up yet for the release announcement, you can go to the book's website now, the book on findviolinmaking.com, and sign up. So when the book is out, I will send you an email and I will send you a link where you can purchase the book. And the good news is that the website is packed with lots of free bonuses where I can teach you everything that we are doing in far more detail than in this podcast episode. And now, what I want to do next, if you found value in this video, And in this podcast episode, I would like to invite you kind of consider the next logical step and simply join my next podcast episodes, in which I'm going to speak in detail about the five formulas I have just mentioned. That is the old master Stones' technique to help you with the acoustical side of things and create acoustics the old master's way, documented in a number of historical treatises. I will also speak in detail about the ACE Customer Contentment Accelerator formula and how you can make your customers co-creators of value, activate their psychological ownership, and follow a precise step-by-step process to simply make your instruments look awesome from the craftsmanship side of things. I will also speak about the strategy, the pricing strategy, that is the Professional Pricing Map, MAP, the acronym, and we are going to dive in detail about everything that you need to know and implement in your workshop so that you get more revenue and you also make it easier for your customers to purchase your instruments. We will also speak about the top salesmanship transcript to help you with more sales, to sell by design rather than sell by chance, and indeed make it so much easier for your customers to purchase your instruments, which will ultimately lead to, again, your focusing on the things that bring the most result in your career and simplifying the lives of your customers and musicians as well. And besides this, we will also speak in far more detail about the Ideal Client Initiator, the formula that I've been using for a number of years, and what you need to do in order to get more customers in your business, regardless which country you live in, regardless what instruments you create, whether you are a plucked instrument maker, whether you are a bowed instrument maker, and you will be able to attract customers from literally all around the world, the ideal customers, that is. So thank you for your joining me on today's episode of Luthiers and the Legacy Podcast. If you found value in this show, please comment, please subscribe to my podcast, and if you have any questions, simply reach out. And one more time, if you still haven't signed up for the book release announcement or getting access, immediate access to all of the free bonuses attached to the book, simply head over to the book's website, which is bookonfindviolinmaking.com, and just sign up and get access to tons of free material. Thank you for joining me in this episode. I wish you a lovely day and look forward to sharing way more value and thoughts and best practices in the coming episodes. Take care and all the best. Thank you.